Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a great day. I certainly have had an interesting one thus far. I had quite the adventure this afternoon because my world has turned into a winter wonderland. It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. Anyway, yeah, it is incredibly snowy out there today. So I had to get some errands done this afternoon, and I thought initially that it would probably be a good idea to take a cab to where I needed to go, because I wasn't sure how successful I would be at navigating the snowy sidewalks. I'm just going to put some things away as I talk here. I was going to record my walk home. I did end up walking home, believe it or not. Because I decided I needed the fresh air, even though it was blummin' cold out there. It was, I think with the wind chill factor, it's minus 20 or thereabouts. But anyway, I wanted the fresh air and I wanted the exercise, and the sidewalks didn't look too bad, at least at first. So yeah, I ended up walking home. I wanted to record that, but the trouble is, it's really windy out there right now, and all that you would have heard would have been wind noise. So I didn't actually end up recording that walk. Anyway, I had an experience today that kind of frustrated me because it made me realize that in certain situations, vision can be very helpful, and sometimes it's a bit irritating to be without it. Like right now. Because I've just discovered I came home from the store with the wrong product, even though I specifically asked for something else. Oy vey. Lovely. Now, if I'd been able to see, I would have known immediately that I'd had the wrong thing. Yeah, I don't normally complain about my blindness because that doesn't solve anything. It's counterproductive. It doesn't get me anywhere. So I don't intend this boo to be a gripe about that, actually. But, okay. Now I have two experiences to recount, which explain why sometimes it's frustrating not to have vision. First of all, when I took a cab to the pharmacy, I told the driver explicitly where I had to go, including the name of the store and the address. Now, that store is only 3 blocks from my home. As I said, I could have walked there, but I wasn't really sure exactly how snowy the sidewalks were going to be, and I didn't want to get myself lost and confuzzled. So that's why I took a cab. Now, the guy drove around for ages, and I thought, where on earth are you going? Why aren't you there yet? And he finally said, oh, you want to be on such and such a street, don't you? And I said, yes, I did tell you that. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I'll go back. I'll make a special trip just for you. And I thought, you bloody idiot. So I got to where I thought I was supposed to be. Got out of the cab, paid him. I even tipped him, God knows why. I guess I was feeling generous. And I forgave him for driving around all over the place when he didn't need to. So anyway, I thought I was where I had to be. Walked into the store that I thought I was supposed to be going into, and it was a completely different place. Now, having said that, I was only down the street from the shop that I needed to go to, so I did figure that out. I knew where I was. But, like, I told the guy where I wanted to go, and he totally directed me to the wrong place. If I had been able to see, I would have known immediately where I was. Now, turns out I've come home from the store with the wrong blummin' product. I asked specifically for a box of hand wipes wet wipes, the little packets that one can put in one's bag or purse. What I appear to have gotten is a refill pack of moist towelettes that would go into some sort of container. Now, that's about as useful to me as a kick in the pants, because once I open this package, the moisture is going to evaporate. So this means I have to go back to the store and take this back. And get what I actually came for. Oh. Pardon me, folks, but I can't say I'm very happy about this. If I had had eyes, working eyes, those little red balls of gristle, as Douglas Adams would say, I would have known I had the wrong product right away. I guess this is not my day for getting things that I want. After I went to the bank, I had to get some lunch because I was really hungry. So I stopped off at this little restaurant not that far from the bank, and I asked for an assorted sub. Now, the guy said, "I'm really sorry, I can't give you an assorted sub because we've just run out of buns and I've just sent someone out to get some." So I couldn't get that either, but that's okay. I got some pizza instead. That's not a problem. You know, it wasn't his fault that they ran out of buns just when I walked in and wanted one. So yeah, no, I don't blame anyone there in the least. It's just, you know, not my day for getting what I'd like to have. It's this bloody packet of wipes that I'm really not happy about. Now, I suppose one could say, well, you could have checked before you left the store that it was what you wanted. But the thing is, I did ask specifically for something. Oh, well, I can't change it now. All I can do is go back and hopefully get what I actually wanted in the first place. But anyhow, it's really not that bad, because I had a nice walk home. It's very cold out there, but it's sunny, so at least I got a little sunshine on my face, and that always helps to heighten my mood. I actually managed quite nicely in the snow just until I got to my own street, and right there was either a salter or a snowplow operating, so I couldn't hear the traffic very well. And then there was an enormous pile of snow right at the curb that I had to climb over in order to cross the street. So by the time I got over that, I wasn't lined up properly with the curb, and I couldn't hear the traffic properly to line up, so I veered very badly and got rather confuzzled. But it's all good because a very kind soul came along, and I was able to ask the person for directions and get myself sorted out. So all's well that ends well. And even though I had that experience, I'm glad I walked home, because although it was bloody cold, it was still good to get some fresh air and exercise. Well, now I have to figure out whether I'm going to bother taking these wipes back to the store or not. It almost doesn't seem worth it. The thing is, I don't really think I can use them, because I don't have a container to put them in, and once this package gets opened, all the moisture is going to evaporate. Oh, well, I'll think of something. And like I said, I generally try not to complain when these things happen, because it really doesn't solve my situation. All it does is make me sound like a moaner and a whinger. I'm a moaner, I'm a whinger, I'm a junk food binger. Sorry. I'm also very silly. Right, well, I guess that's really all I wanted to say. I'm going to go and put the rest of my purchases away. Take care, folks. Be good to yourselves and each other.